Folks, we've got about 1 minute before the meeting officially kicks off as Officer Frangella moves toward the podium. Any questions from anybody attending this evening regarding City Hall, or how's your summer been? Any great stories you want to share? Moms and dads looking forward to school kicking off? You know, I just got a note from the school that school is canceled this year. Isn't that awesome? Oh, well, you're all free. So who knows when the city of Geneva was born? Anybody, if you answer the question right, we'll waive your taxes for a whole year.
I'm afraid I get it wrong.
It's handsome devil in the back. What's your name? Stephen, what year was the city of Geneva born?
Whoa.
Very good. Congratulations. Where do you live? Well, just how about what neighborhood? Yeah, Caneland. Excellent. You be sure to call your alderman and get those taxes waived, okay? But I'll give you a prize at the end of the meeting. How's that? It'll be a week stay in St. Charles. Any questions before we begin? We've got just a little bit of business to take care of at the top of the meeting. Then we'll begin the Risk Watch program. Okay? Okay, folks, here we go. It is 7 o'clock on Monday evening. I proudly call tonight's City Council meeting to order. And I ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Dean Kilberg?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks? Robert Piper? Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
Wonderful. The meeting is officially open. Do you guys know that you're on television? This isn't the bleachers at Wrigley Field. There's a camera directly behind you. It's that blue little bulb in the ceiling in between the two lights. And then there's a camera over here as well. So this will be shared with your teachers. It'll determine where you sit when you return to school this fall. We begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I see that we have one of our, do I say handsome firefighters with us? Oh, where are you looking?
Who that? I don't see any.
Let's see. How about the firefighters, including, what's-his-face, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? You guys don't know who what's-his-face is, do you? Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. I don't know if there are any lady firefighters with us tonight.
No, please.
I can't see. Well, I know Frangella's here. Are you carrying tonight, Frangella?
Always.
I should have had you do the pledge, and I feel bad. Item number 3A this evening is a public hearing concerning the intent to sell general obligation refunding bonds, electric system, alternate revenue sources. A public hearing is being asked for. Therefore, I will entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by, I believe that was Mr. Dantino, seconded by Mr. Singer.
Correct.
The public meeting is open. If any of the students here have any questions on selling bonds, it's kind of like a pledge to give you allowance for the next 30 years.
Mr. Mayor, if the record should reflect that Alderman Marks is appearing for the public hearing.
Any questions from the council regarding the public hearing, or for the benefit of the public hearing, I should say? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Motion by Dantino, seconded by Alderman Hill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Let the record show there are 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. The meeting has been held. We move on to item 3B, which is the Risk Watch program. Now, some of you may be aware that there's somebody missing this evening, especially you students who participated in the program. Firefighter Lentz, remember him? Wasn't he a great guy? Well, he's with his wife tonight, traveling north. He has to attend a family situation. His wife's uncle passed away, so he's with his wife, spending important time with them. But he did send me an email earlier today wanting all of you to know how much he already misses you, how you were his final Risk Watch class. He didn't say you were the best class, but he thinks you guys are pretty cool, and he wishes he could be here tonight. So I know very much that he misses not being with you tonight. But we do have that lady in blue, Officer Frangella's with us. Officer, would you like to say anything special on behalf of the... Oh, Detective, forgive me. It's Officer. See, let the record show that Alderman Vogelsberg has been out of touch. Anything you'd like to say? Use the microphone, Officer, because there's so many people tuning in, and you know, just because. Go ahead. Don't be afraid.
Actually, I direct traffic, so I really don't think I require a microphone. but Firefighter Dave Lenz and I were the original two officers, firefighter and officer, who began Risk Watch 7 years ago. So we have been together with this project for the entire 7 years. We started it with a one-week session, and it has grown to what it is now, which is actually three sessions. As you can imagine, most stop these type of programs because of budget concerns. You also know that this is the first year that we have actually charged for the program. So we thank you for supporting this program. We thank the City Council for supporting this program. I will miss Firefighter Lenz tremendously. We have had a love-hate relationship throughout this program, but we have worked together very, very well. And he has brought a tremendous amount of effort and some fantastic ideas to the program and contributed tremendously. So with that, I will miss him, but I do look forward there will be another firefighter joining the program. I believe that's going to be Rod Johnson. But again, Dave, I'm sure, will show him or will instruct him. And again, the program will continue, and I hope for many, many years. So thank you.
Thank you. Firefighter Johnson, are you ready to take on? Firefighter Johnson, how were you selected to succeed Firefighter Lentz? Was it short straw? Was it?
I was asked by the chief.
Oh, asked by the chief? Were you?
Wow.
Notice how the firefighters stand in the dark and the officer stands in the light. Isn't that scary? Well, what do you think, officer? Are we ready?
We're ready.
Awesome. And this is your show, so I'll help you any way you'd like.
Well, you need to come down.
Excellent.
Firefighter Johnson, why don't we initiate you right away? Ladies, as with every year, we always have assistance with the program. Because we have so many kids, we like to make sure that they are supervised at all times. So we do have three young ladies that supervise all the time. We'd also like to have the...
This is now folks at home to hear you as well.
That's right.
Okay, we'd also like to have all the kids come down to the center, please, if we could. That way it's a little bit easier for them to come on up. They don't have to walk in between the aisles. We thank everybody for wearing Cubs clothing. Even though Firefighter Dave is not here, he's a huge Cubs fan.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You guys don't face me, my God, I'm temperate. You guys have to face your moms and dads and brothers and sisters. Why don't you guys look like you're ready for a bus. Why don't you guys spread out so all your moms and dads and friends can see you? That's awesome.
Okay, back up, guys. Back up. Okay, we're going to sit down. There we go. Is that all of us?
Everybody? There we go. We're going to call your name. And when we call your name, we have a certificate for you. The mayor is going to hand you the certificate. And then all of us are going to give you high fives. Sound good? Okay, here we go.
First.
Well, should we tell everybody what the certificate reads?
Sure.
There you go.
She said no.
The certificate reads, certificate of completion presented to students.
We didn't approve it yet.
Not in the budget.
Notice the firefighters messing up again.
Says, in recognition of completing the Geneva Fire and Police Department's RiskWatch 2011 summer program, signed by Chief Mexon of the Police Department and Chief Olson of the Fire Department.
Wow. Did everybody enjoy Firefighter Johnson's dramatic interpretation of the certificate? Wasn't that something? You know, if you call the fire department, it's his voice on the voice. It just says, be called. Okay, answer me, think.
First certificate is Brianna Adams.
Bummer.
Lauren Benson.
Is there a new episode of Jersey Shore on tonight? Don't even ask about it.
Brandon Cowie.
Thank you very much. How old are you?
6 and a half.
So you're going to be in what, high school? Jolly Ranchers in your house? Well, face your mom and dad. Look at that.
Magdalene Kramer.
No, okay.
Wow.
Gabriel Boyvin.
Okay. Fuck on your GPA.
Aubrey Carley. Sarah Carlson.
Yay. How old are you, Sarah? Is everyone 6 and a half?
I'm a little older.
What school are you going to go to? Williamsburg. That's right behind my parents' house. Not neighborhood. Say hello to Firefighter Johnson.
Good job, Sarah.
Don't forget Officer Frangello.
Rachel Carlson.
Oh, that's a congratulations. When you go to school, or will go to school. Take your time. You don't know where you go to school? What school do you want to go to? Western Avenue. That's a pretty cool school. The Ducks, right? Yeah, that's pretty groovy stuff. Do you know what year Western Avenue was built? Very good. 1964. Guess who else was built in 1964?
There were some mistakes there.
Yes, there were. That was before zoning. Yeah. Firefighter Johnson asked me how to pronounce the last name of Samantha. Is it Chiller?
No, you're anyway.
Nobody responded.
Brendan Kohler.
No, Brendan. Text your friends.
Chloe Daly.
Chloe's here.
Chloe, get up there.
She's a little shy.
Hey, I don't blame her. Congratulations, Chloe.
Chloe, where?
Oh, that's five? She looks like one of those girls.
She loves us. Thanks, Carol.
John DeAndrea.
Jeff.
Christopher Denny.
He's not here. Nope. You would hear it if he was.
Okay.
In a war zone.
Kayla Eichstead.
What school are you going to go to? Heartland? Do you know your teacher's name? Mrs. Byrne? Burns? Are you looking forward to school? It's going to be fun, isn't it? Firefighter Johnson wants to say hello. He's kind of a big guy, isn't he?
Caden Einwick.
You're going to be in first grade too, I suspect. And you're a Cubs fan? What do you think about the Zambrano issue?
Shakes his head.
$1 million and the guy is gone.
Rhett Einwick. John Frieders.
In relation to Art Frieders?
Yes.
Really?
And he's a firefighter.
Yeah, well, I recognize the name. Sign with you?
Yes.
He's hiding in the corner.
Oh, there he is. You're dressed like a civilian.
No, he's not. Just wait.
Oh, are you really? This is how you wanted to spend your vacation, isn't it? And John's not here? John Frieders? Bummer.
Hayden Frizen. Jackson Gayton. Mina.
She's not here.
Gossain?
Is she?
Gossain?
Oh, is Mina here?
She's here. Mina.
Sorry, Gossain. I apologize.
That's a great name. Is Mina a family name? It's a very pretty name. Where are you going to go to school? Harrison. Well, that's a name, huh?
Genevieve Kelly.
Genevieve or Jenny or
Jenny.
Alexander Kabeka. Kate Laramie. Madeline Marciniak. Lillian Marin.
Poor firefighter. He's got an education, isn't he?
Nah, it's good for him.
No, Lillian. I can hear you saying on the microphone.
Georgia Miller. Lily Milmore. Megan Moravik. Ainsley Nove.
These guys know.
Jacob Padgett. Anna Plemons. Sydney Prairie. Haley Pucklin.
Everyone change their emails.
Have you got the right folder?
Morgan Rudowit.
Morgan? Yeah, no, just pretend. Well, we're delighted you guys are here. Whatever your name is.
Emily Sald. Yay, Emily. Austin Schomburg.
I was going to ask his name after the city. Same spelling.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
I don't know. Mia Schultz.
Thank you.
Rebecca Charette.
CIA? CIA?
Peyton Smith.
She's not here.
Jimmy Stoffel. Stolfi. Stolfi. Alexander Svoboda.
Alex.
Alex, that's a very famous name, Svoboda.
These ones are twins, in case you couldn't tell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Nicholas Svoboda. Svoboda. Jessica Swanson. Tobler.
Oh, Pat got that.
Yeah. So this dude's going to be a first grade tall, man. You're about as tall as your principal. Congratulations. Thank you. Wow, down to three.
Matthew Toller. Sophia Tuzel. Isabella Walls. Thank you.
the mayor? Of course, the moms and dads. Did we miss anybody?
The three young ladies have not been introduced, have they not?
Well, look. Officer Pardo, will you introduce these young ladies?
Yes. On the end, we have Elise Pouillet, and then we have Carolyn Thompson and Lizzie Thompson. And they've been invaluable. When it comes to maintaining groups and everything with the kids, that's where we divide all the kids into the different groups, and the girls are responsible for their groups. So they really help us out a lot. These two girls are also the children of firefighters. So this is kind of like a family affair.
Ladies, you're all in high school, I trust? What grades are you in?
Sophomore.
Sophomore?
Senior.
And the senior, what are you doing next year?
College. Actually, I only have a semester. I'm going to Waubonsie.
Oh, are you really? Cool, man. And what school do you attend?
Fire science.
What school do you attend? I thought you said four.
East.
East.
High school.
This other young lady.
Geneva.
Geneva. Do you know my nephews, Pat and Ted Cascaden? Yeah, they're weird. They go to Geneva, too. So, yeah, runs the family. Okay, everybody out.
Another hug.
Let's go. Thank you, everyone, very much.
Nice job, Austin.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, don't get trampled there, Kevin.
Kevin, long time no see. Good, I'm sorry.
Thank you, everyone. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening offered by the City Council? If not, we jump to item 5, which is the omnibus agenda, and all items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine by this council. They can be enacted by one motion.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Motion passes with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. We jump down to item number 10, municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask our city clerk to please read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $1,173,666.17.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are displayed on the city website and the city in the packet for tonight's meeting.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website individually for review by all who are interested, and that motion was seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Richard Marks?
Yes.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Bill Santino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Jim Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
We jump down to, we're going to hop over to item 15, which is new business prior to adjourning to executive session. Any new business from any member of the council? From anyone in the audience tonight? You got all those chamber people in the back. Judy, you brought them in a mess. Nagel, nothing? Trib guy?
Trib guy.
Chronicle lady? Zach? Okay. Well, then we'll double back to item 13, closed session on semi-annual review of closed session minutes and collective negotiation matters between public employers and their employees or representatives. A motion would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Hill. And a roll call vote is necessary. Mr. Clerk?
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
There is action scheduled following the closed session. We shall be brief. Look forward to seeing you in a few minutes. Microphones are off.
Thank you.
Motion to return to open session is in order.
Moved.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Mr. Singer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Let the record show that 9 aldermen voted, 1 absent to return to open session. Alderman Hill?
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion to release closed session minutes approved for release as of August 15th, 2011.
Six.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Questions or comments? Roll call is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Abstain.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Let the record show that 8 aldermen voted in favor of releasing the minutes as described in the August 15th memorandum by City Administrator Mary McKittrick, 1 abstention and 1 absent. Any other additional new business before we adjourn? There's one thing, and I forgive me for all the excitement of earlier in the meeting, but I did want to convey to those of you who did not know, and I'm certain most of us do, the passing of Crystal Burgess. Jack Burgess's wife, and of course the loving mother of Mitzi, my high school classmate, and Tom Burgess, passed away last week. And, of course, most of you may be aware that earlier today, the secretary to the Kane County Board, Jean Weens, passed away suddenly. She had been a 17-year county employee for the last 6.5 years with the chairman. Sadly, she died unexpectedly, so you'll read more about that. The Chronicle already had a posting, I know, and others will too. So, if you've ever been to the county building and you had to visit with the chairman and or any board member, you met Jean, and she's a delightful lady, just absolutely delightful. So. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Mark, seconded by Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off and meeting is adjourned. Thank you.